Another warning today from Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. He says the government has credible information that terrorists are moving forward with plans for an attack in the U.S., possibly aimed at disrupting the November elections. But he also said he has no specific information about the timing, place, or method of attack. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Bush administration officials have been warning for months that terrorists might use a number of high-profile events this year to attack and to possibly disrupt the U.S. elections. Ridge said the recent arrest of suspected terrorists overseas and train bombings in Madrid have increased those concerns.
Credible reporting now indicates that Al-Qaeda is moving forward with its plans to carry out a large-scale attack in the United States in an effort to disrupt our democratic process.
He said he has no specific intelligence about an impending attack, although a senior intelligence official speaking on background said there are indications that planning for one is nearing completion. Ridge said it's clear that terrorists have the capability and intent to launch a major assault.
This is sobering information about those who wish to do us harm. But every day we strengthen the security of our nation. And as a nation, we are committed to the absolute protection of our citizens.
Ridge said the administration has taken aggressive steps to improve information sharing with state and local officials and with the private sector. It's also part of a massive effort to secure the Democratic and Republican national conventions. Ridge's announcement followed a series of briefings for members of Congress and state and local officials about the threat. Administration officials say they want to let people know what's going on. But the timing of both the briefings and Ridge's news conference has raised some eyebrows. Democrats note that the renewed warnings come shortly before the release of reports expected to be highly critical of the administration's anti-terrorism and intelligence efforts. Texas Democrat Jim Turner, the ranking minority member on the House Select Committee on Homeland Security, said the threat is indeed very serious.
I certainly don't fault the secretary for mentioning it once again, but I do think that there is a serious question as to whether you should hold a press conference if you really don't have anything new to share, because it does have the effect of alarming the public, making them think that something's about to happen.
When no one really knows if that's the case, said Turner, who's been privy to the classified briefings. He said officials have no information about timing or type of attack, only that Al-Qaeda is intent on launching one.
You know, I suppose if we have an attack tomorrow morning, a secretary would appear to be prophetic.
Turner and other Democrats say if the administration is so concerned, it should be doing more to protect the country. New York Senator Charles Schumer said New York City and other areas are not getting the federal help they need.
Our first responders, our police, our fire are not getting the help. Our ports are not getting the help. Our borders are not getting the help.
But Rich said the government is doing a great deal to protect the country. The administration has recently launched a number of new initiatives to strengthen port, aviation, and border security. The secretary also dismissed questions about the administration's motives.
These are not conjectures or mythical statements we are making. These are pieces of information that we could trace comfortably to sources that we deem to be credible.
He said his purpose is to keep the public informed about the threat and steps being taken to deal with it, and that people should expect more updates in the weeks and months to come. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.